This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Todd Hammerman is a photographer based in New York City. He's also a frequent visitor to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. His work brings him here. Hammerman has photographed the U of I campus through the seasons. You can see his work and see his view of our community in the new book, Insight, the University of Illinois. The book's foreword was written by Urbana native and U of I alumnus Roger Ebert. Here's an excerpt. What Urbana-Champaign, my hometown, has is sun and shade, the seasons, the reassurance of Georgian architecture that rests with confidence on the prairie, and a certain no-nonsense seriousness that has made this not only one of the largest universities in the world, but one of the best. From Roger Ebert's foreword to Insight, University of Illinois. Don Hammerman's photographs capture sun and shade, the seasons, and the sense of possibility of the University of Illinois. Don Hammerman joins me this afternoon to talk about his view of Urbana-Champaign. Don, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. When did you make your first trip to the U of I Urbana campus?
I think it was 1985. It might have been 1984. I'm not exactly sure.
And what were your first impressions?
Horizon, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And it's still there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Have you done photographic work on other campuses? And I'm wondering here, you know, does each have its own feel, its own identity?
Yes, they do. I've worked for very small campuses, campuses where there are 1,200 students set in, nestled in the hills, say in the Berkshires or something, or small urban campuses, large urban campuses. And then this is the only Big Ten campus I think I've ever been on.
Hmm. Outside of that idea of horizon and the landscape that, you know, seems to sometimes just go on and on, if you're asked, how do you describe Urbana-Champaign?
Well, I think Roger said it in his foreword as well, flat.
Flat, uh-huh.
You
got to build a hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's always apparent on the flight down from Chicago, where you see the streets and roads laid out in a perfect grid, where here in the east everything curves about every 200 yards.
Mm. Yeah.
And friendly. It was easy to do a book like this there because anybody I asked for help always was happy to oblige, whereas on other campuses that kind of request is often met with, just not so receptively.
Hmm. Insight University of Illinois is divided into four sections: prelude, moments, places, and colors. But one of the things that strikes me about all these sections in the book, the textures that you've captured, from the folds of the roof of Assembly Hall to the garden gate at Japan House to the facade of the psychology building to the mosaic and engineering hall. Are you drawn to textures?
I guess I have to confess I was. I guess it's not so much the textures as the details or just the abstractness in some of these details when you get this close to some of these things. I also focused on a lot of architectural ornaments. I noticed in the book that I don't think there's any full shot of the alma mater, which you would expect to see sort of first and foremost. I guess it does appear once in all its glory, but even on that I focused in very closely. Looking eye to eye with her, where most people see it from 15, 20 yards away.
Yeah. Well, I think if I'm remembering correctly, that picture where we see the entire alma mater, we also see folks standing in front of it to have their picture taken.
Yes, the happy graduates.
Yeah.
Yes, that's in the moments chapter, I think, and that's for the most part where most of the people appear in the book. I decided to include people. After shooting, working on the book for a while, I had many of these wonderful details and textures, but it lacked warmth and humanity. And so toward the end of the book, that's really what I focused on, was picturing people, sort of more generally than specifically, although even there, in a shot of an actress, we see, you know, see her applying her eye mm-hmm. makeup. So even there, I came in close.
I like the photograph of the two people that you have very early in the book as sort of an opening about what we're about to embark on when we go through the rest of the book, and that is two students on a blanket out on the quad, and we just basically see their feet and the cuffs of their jeans and the blanket.
Yes. it's only the third picture in the book, and coming as it does after kind of an architectural shot and the picture of the South Farms, it just lets you know that this is a place about people, I guess, and also the college experience. I mean, anybody can look at that and probably remember laying out on the quad some fine spring day.
Mm. The first photograph in the book is of the roof of the assembly hall, and because of the time of day the photo was taken, you've come away with the orange and blue.
Yes, that was a happy surprise. And I guess I put that picture first for a reason, because it does sum up the U of I through the color, and also sums up the book in the kind of graphic, abstract approach to a lot of the shots. I photographed that building earlier in the day, and of course it was just blazingly white with a beautiful blue sky, and it wasn't really a bad picture, but when I came back later and saw this happening, I just knew this was a shot that we had to capture.
Yeah. It almost has an origami kind of sense to it, because it you can really get the sense of the folds of the roof, whereas most of the time when I see that building, I don't think of folds.
It's surprisingly, too, that that massive dome is only 3 inches thick. It looks just like an enormous, heavy structure, and I guess it is in totality, but I think that roof is only 3 inches thick, spans something like, I don't know, 600 feet or something.
Were you
six
on
miles of cables. Yeah. 6 miles of cables, you can keep that up.
Were you on the ground when you made that photograph?
yes, I was. I was very much on the ground. In fact, I was... I'm not sure I should admit this on the air, but I didn't even get out of my car to take that picture. I just pulled up in the parking lot and saw it, and it was perfect. I was on the ground seated.
Well, when the opportunity strikes, I guess that says it all. You know, if you don't need to get out of the car and the picture's there, you better take it.
That's a lazy photographer's first rule of work.
Now, there are many photographs in the book where finding the right perspective has had to have been a challenge, and I'm sure offered you some interesting challenges, although maybe you were just in the car. I doubt that. I'm kidding
you.
I
was for one other photo,
yeah.
But that's all.
Yeah. In that respect of finding the right perspective, you know, what's been a tough shot to get?
Well, there's a basketball photograph, so it's all of big time sports on a double page spread and that was tough only because you have to stand right in front of the band to photograph inside Assembly Hall, so it was incredibly noisy. But as far as climbing on roofs I guess a lot of these pictures sort of relied on that. I leaned out of a lot of windows, and there are views of the campus that you don't normally see. Shooting in the Carillon in Altgeld Tower is a little frightening, because you go up a very non-OSHA approved ladder to reach the bells. So there were some kind of semi-treacherous times.
There's a photograph in the book of a tree in the garden courtyard of the undergrad library.
Yes.
That's a very beautiful photograph.
Oh, thank you very much. It's one of the ones, I guess, one of my favorites. That was the only day that I ever encountered snow at the University of Illinois in the 15 years I've been coming there. And many of the snow pictures in the book, I think there are six or so, were made on the same day, throughout the same day. I covered a lot of miles that day. That was just a happy surprise. I'd been out in a blizzard for a couple of hours and came by there, and it has a very peaceful feel to it.
Yeah, and the color is so subtle.
Yeah, it looks like like a yin yang, or the way we have captioned it in the back.
Yeah. All your photos for the book are in color. Have you done black and white work at the U of I?
I have done a lot of black and white work. There are maybe 4 pictures in the book that are black and white. And I was thinking of adding more of it, but ended up, I don't know, just sticking with color. I love to shoot in black and white, and I was thinking that if I ever did another book, perhaps it would be Illinois in black and white, but I think that's a number of years off.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You can.
What kind of film do you like to work with?
Well, these are all color photographs, or almost all color photographs, as you just noted. They're all shot on slide film, 35mm slide film. And there's a range of brands and film speeds, and so I didn't really stick with one. Most of them are very fine-grained, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. As a photographer, you never see your pictures used sort of the way you dream of using them, but when you're the publisher, you get to overindulge yourself and spread a lot of them out over double-page spreads. There are like 30 double-page spreads in the book. Although in the designing of the book, I work with 2 very talented designers. If the spreads or juxtapositions of the pictures required cropping, I had to step back as a photographer and let the good sense of the publisher take over and sort of see to their desires to really emphasize the beauty of the design as well as the photography. But they're very, it was fun working on that part of the production because we just had a lot of time working on the pairing and the grouping. Spent a lot of time working on the pairings and the groupings and the visual flow of the book. And it was fun also because it was collaborative, whereas a photographer's life is usually solo.
Yeah, solitary work.
Yes. Well, when you're walking through that blizzard at dawn, you walk alone.
And only one eye can look through that lens, right?
Yes, because when you wear glasses, the other one is covered in water.
If tomorrow I'm strolling about campus alone or with friends and I have a camera in my bag, do you have any advice for me for looking around me and taking a good picture?
Yes. If it's in the middle of the day, go inside. Well, if it's a bright sunny day, I try to avoid shooting any time in the middle of the day, say between 10 and 3. And I would say whatever you see, take a few steps closer to what you're looking at before you take the picture. Kind of pare away everything that doesn't belong in the frame. So that's my one photo tip.
Yeah, that's good advice because when the sun is full up, things look really flat.
They do, flat and contrasty and kind of washed out.
Yeah.
A lot of these pictures were taken at the beginnings and ends of the days.
Adding another lushness, adding more lushness to the...
Yes, you can see as you page through it, there's the library at dawn and the Union at sunset and I guess the Assembly Hall at sunset. Things just acquire a lot more dimension and subtlety at those times of the day.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about Insight this afternoon.
Thank you, Celeste.
Don Hammerman has been our guest in this portion of the afternoon magazine. He's a photographer. He's based in New York City, but he does a lot of work at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and you can see his work in his new book, Insight, University of Illinois. The book features a foreword by Roger Ebert.